Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maniacs, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. And I'll tell you what, we got a piece of Vegas last night. We had a fantastic time getting out there just a little bit. It is round five. We are halfway in the books right about now. We still got another five rounds yet to go. And let me tell you something, we had a great time last night. Did y'all get to see the NFR? Man, if you missed it, then you missed it. I mean, they had the Eliminator pins out there. For those Shane Hansie fans out there, I'll tell you what, 7.8 for that Cowboy. And, he kind of found his groove out there last night. Was really good to see him. Was leading the round for a while. I believe he finished third in the round. So great job for him. And really, it was just impressive all the way around. The roping was exciting. Team roping was real exciting. Trevor Brazil ended up winning the tie down. It's great to see him back. Well, howdy, Miss Kat Johnson. See one of our lovely sponsors joining us here today. Glad that you could make it. We were out late last night. We were shaking hands. We went down to the Gold Coast for a while. We went out to the South Point for a while. We were out at Cowboy Christmas for a while yesterday. Hopefully you guys have seen some of the pictures that we've posted up on Twitter and on Facebook. If you haven't, you need to go check out our hashtags there. M8LV will get you over. You can check them out, see where we were last night, who we were out talking to. I see Miss Kat Johnson making a comment saying I sound a little sleepy. That would be correct, ma'am. We had a late one last night, but I'll tell you what, we had a great time. Ran into Dusty Tuckness, one of the bullfighters out here at the NFR. Talked with him for a little while. He's feeling pretty good. We ran into actually a couple of bullfighters. We ran into a couple of saddle bronc riders. Ran into a couple of bull riders. So we had a great time. We were just out hanging out, shaking hands, telling everybody about Making Eight. Letting them know what you, the fans, were thinking back home about their rides, their events that they were competing in, and congratulating them. Of course, saw J.W. Harris win the round last night. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's walking through that casino with a real bright and shiny belt buckle. Man, that thing looks pretty. And it was a Montana Silversmith buckle, and they did it up right. And, boy, I'll tell you, there ain't nothing like winning a go-around. Well, I'll tell you what, there is something better than winning a go-around. Wow, I see Miss Sandy there says that she's getting Monday's show. I don't know, she's a little behind there. We'll have to try to figure that one out, Miss Sandy. You'll have to go back and maybe try to refresh. See, Miss Kat Johnson obviously does have our link up because she said we sound sleepy and we are a little tired this morning. But we did have a great time out there last night. Of course, we were thinking about you Making Eight Maniacs the whole way. Every time we, crossed paths with somebody, I was ready to tweet, And, of course, the wife said, you got to put that thing down and get out there and talk to more folks, And I said, no, I got to let the fans know who we're talking with, So she maybe put it down after a little bit, but we did have a good time. And we look forward to getting out there today. We got round six coming at you tonight. We got a big day. I mean, we got Brendan Clark's show is going to be streaming live 6 o'clock Pacific time. So don't miss out on that. Y'all can get over and hang out. We will be there. I'll make a way to be there. We're going to get down, probably head back to the hotel. We're going to watch the NFR from right here, and we'll be able to watch Brendan's show from right up here, probably grab some dinner, bring it back up upstairs, and sit back and relax. So how about we take a short break, see if we can't get Miss Sandy out here with us and get her back on track. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne, and all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's...
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. That's right. We're sitting out here watching the sunrise, and I got to tell you, I'm going to make a few Making Eight Maniac fans a little upset because the weather down here is absolutely gorgeous. Now, there is a little bit of snow out here on the outer lying mountains, but not a whole lot. We got a few mountains up there in the higher elevations that have some snow on it. But, you know, it is gorgeous down here in the valley in Las Vegas, and we are just loving it. So y'all please keep that cooler weather, that cold weather out there where you're at least for the next week, so that way we could get home. And, you know, I actually heard that even Florida had some good frost on the ground this morning down there in my front yard. So it is chilly everywhere except for right here in the valley, and we're hanging out having a great time. Tell you what, we're fired up. We're ready to go. I mean, we're halfway through this deal. We're getting ready to really start setting off. Y'all are going to see the video broadcast this afternoon, 2 o'clock Pacific time, and then 6 o'clock Pacific time. Brendan Clark will be on the air, so you guys can go check him out. And then we've got the NFR tonight. And, of course, you can always look forward to our tweets out here. So we're going to be busy. Today is definitely a busy day. I think the rest of the NFR is going to kind of go that way. We've got some special guests lined up. We were out talking to some of the folks last night. We're going to have a great show. We're going to have some great shows in store for you. You know, keeping our fingers crossed, everything runs like we did yesterday. You know, we started off a little rocky, but, you know, we kind of rolled right through it. We got into some good broadcasting, and we didn't have any issues. And how about y'all seeing Miss Making Eight out there with us yesterday? Was it a lot of fun? You know, she really enjoyed it. She was so daggone nervous. And when it come down to it, though, she said, you know what? She said, this was really just a lot of fun. She said, I like the Making Eight Maniacs. She goes, I know why you enjoy them so much. So thank y'all for making her feel welcome as we brought her around from behind the camera and put her in front of it yesterday. But if you guys missed that show, make sure to go check it out. We had a lot of fun. It was just an in-studio broadcast. And you know what? We're going to be out on the road today. I can promise you that. We will be out and about, and we will be giving you a broadcast. Not real sure if we're going to be able to swindle in one of our guest speakers today, but we will be out, and you guys will be able to see us. And so y'all get ready for that. Make sure to get some good questions lined up. Miss Sandy, I saw that you said that you had missed the round, the performance last night. Make sure to go back and watch it. That way we can talk about it here on our broadcast coming up in a few hours. Thank you, Miss Sandy. I'll tell you what, and I see Miss Crisco. Of course, we know that you were not here in the chat room with us yesterday, and we are sorry for that. I'm glad that you are here with us today. Make sure to go back and watch it, please. It was a great time. And, of course, like I said, we had Mrs. Making Eight here joining us in the studio and took her from behind the camera and put her in front of it. So she really did enjoy it. We're actually getting things fired up, getting ready to get out there on the road here shortly after this show. And like I said, we're going to bring you more Vegas, I promise you. You know, the I'm flat wore out. Y'all just, you know, stuck it to us last night. We just got out. We was feeling so good. We got to running into a bunch of people, and, you know, I was actually really embarrassed. If you guys have been following Making Eight for a period of time now, we've had some great callers in our shows. Dusty Tuckness, the bullfighter down there, his father, Timber Tuckness, one of the best barrel men you're going to see out there at any of the PRCA deals. This guy is really, really great. We had an opportunity to see him last night. And, of course, I went over, you know, shook hands with Dusty, didn't even recognize him. We had met him last year out here, and he calls into the show periodically and lets us know what's going on in the world of the PRCA. So I see Ms. Crisco asking a question there in the chat room. No, we didn't make out too well in the slot machines. We only hit the Mandalay Bay when we was out there earlier in the afternoon, and I think that was just about it. We didn't go hit anything else. We were too busy talking up and letting all the athletes and whatnot know about you Making Eight Maniacs out there. Man, what else we got going on out here? We ran into some great people last night, and we did tell them about you Making Eight Maniacs. We told them how fired up y'all were and how much y'all wanted to get. Looks like Miss Donna is having some sound issues, and we're sorry for that. Yes, Miss Crisco, we did. We had an absolute blast last night. It really was a great time. We watched the Buckle presentation down at South Point. Got out to the Gold Coast a little bit. We still have not run into Justin yet. Hey, we still got five more nights left, so plenty of opportunity to get out there. And we've got some big things in the works. If you guys can hang out with us, I think we're going to have some great times. So you guys will really have that to look forward to. Saw in there, Miss Tammy got her Cody Lostro. So congratulations to her. She got her cut out. She's got Cody Lostro at her house for Christmas. And I know she was real excited about that. And I hope Miss Donna is feeling better today. I know she said she's having some sound issues, but we do want to wish her the best, and hopefully she'll be able to recover here before too long. But you know what? taking advantage of her being out of work, she's able to tune in right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows with us and join us in the chat room. So, like I said, what did you guys think for the ones that were able to watch the performance? You guys, if you did miss it, you got to go back and watch this thing. It was absolutely fantastic. Oh, see, Miss Carly Tucker has her Galermi as well. So congratulations to you and also Miss Tammy. I know that you guys are excited about having your favorite bull riders there at your house for Christmas. And of course, we have to thank Cowboy Dave for that one. You know, it's kind of a lost cause. I mean, we don't have Cody in here. We don't have Cowboy Dave in here. We're missing J-Leg. You know, what's up with the maniacs out here this week? I mean, really, if we got it in us to get out there and get on here for you, I'm sure these guys can get out there and tune in. But, yeah, we had a great time last night. Really look forward to getting out tonight. But more importantly, really, I'll be honest with you, I'm ready to watch round six of the NFR. I think you're going to start seeing some guys really getting aggressive out there. I think that, you know, they've took some bumps and bruises, but I think you're going to see them get out there and just try, and I think that's what you're going to see in all the performances here tonight. These guys are really putting it out on the line. So, let's see. Oh, we got some callers tuning in, and want to thank y'all for tuning in here online with us. If you guys are wanting to say howdy to us, make sure to give us a call, or make sure to push one on your phone. And you know what? We haven't even given out the phone number here. 646-915-9940. That's the number to call if you want to jump out here and give us some cowboy logic. Always willing to take your questions or your comments. So feel free to jump out there and give us a call. Yes, I see the comment coming in there in the chat room. Miss Barbara, round five was absolutely great. And it was the eliminator pen for all the rough stock, you know, out there. They brought in some fantastic horses as well as bulls, and last night you really definitely saw them out there. Only three qualified rides in the bull ride. So I mean that, you know, and I'm sorry, Miss Sandy, we're kind of giving it away just a little bit. I see you asking your question about the cardboard cutout contest, the giveaway that we had, the Cowboy for Christmas giveaway. The winners, actually, Carly Tucker won one. Miss Tammy, her son actually won another one, but of course she kind of confiscated that one. And then we had, I believe, a Facebook fan of PBR Get Tufts won the third one. So, yes, that Painted Valley was a fantastic horse last night. Really, you know, that was a really great ride. And, yeah, we enjoyed watching that. That was something special. You know, those horses out there were really putting it to these cowboys. I don't know how they do it. It's hard for me to sit back and watch the bareback and more so the bareback than the saddle bronc. I always had a thing about wanting to try to get in the saddle bronc, but, you know, I'm kind of on a lower budget, and it don't cost as much to ride bulls as it does to ride broncs, you know. So I never got into the saddles at all, but I'll tell you what, the bareback, man, I don't know how those guys do it. They just take a beating, you know. And, you know, with those ranker horses out there last night, it's the reason why I'm not out there riding bareback, you know. I mean, because they were a ranked pen. But the bull riding was fantastic. And how about J.W. Harris? I mean, this guy is pretty hot right now. I believe he's leading the world standings. And we'll have to go back and actually catch up on the stats. I know a lot's changed after five rounds here at the NFR, and so we look forward to trying to catch up on that. We're going to let y'all know what's going on. We're gonna catch you up here shortly. You know, probably this afternoon show we'll have some more of those stats for you. We've got some guests here in the chat room. Want to welcome y'all aboard. Appreciate y'all jumping on board with us, and want to let y'all know it doesn't cost you anything to sign up with Blog Talk, and you can sign up your name and come over here and join us. We'd love to have you. Let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, I see Miss Karen joining us here today, and we sure do appreciate you jumping on here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Glad that you were able to make it here. You know, I hate to sit here and talk for a whole hour and then want to try to get out there and repeat myself here in just a few hours. But, you know, what are you guys thinking of what Making Eight is bringing you guys so far? Y'all enjoying it? Are you having a good time? Do you feel like you're getting enough outside of the arena? You know, some of the exposure going on around here at the NFR. Like I said, we did send out a ton of tweets yesterday, sent out a lot of pictures when we were out at Cowboy Christmas, sent some especially out to the lovely Miss Kat Johnson out there. I know that she is a big boot fanatic, and we took some great pictures of some of those boots. What do y'all think of them boots I was out there holding up, man? Them purple ones, oh, man, I'll tell you what, they were bright and shiny. The minute I saw them, I said, you know what, I bet you that'd be something Miss Kat Johnson would wear. So, yeah, it was definitely a good time. Wow, I'll tell you what, we are just flat worn out, man. We've been getting to it out here yesterday, and like I said, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning before we pulled up, and we actually ran into some friends from back home. You know, there's a couple buddies of ours that made the trip over from Dade City, Florida, and, you know, so we were able to run into them a little bit and hang out. That was absolutely great. Spent the evening with them, and like I said, we went kind of out and about just a little bit. We didn't want to stay in one spot, so we did. We went out and hit the Gold Coast a little bit. Be honest with you, there just wasn't a whole lot going on out there at the Gold Coast during the time we were out there. They do have a mechanical bull, which was a lot of fun to watch. I'm about done with my share jumping on those things as well. Because I'll tell you what, it's, you know, when you get out there on those mechanical ones, like for me, it's like getting on a real one. You just try your guts out and you don't quit. And then I get all sore and, you know, can't hardly move in the morning. So I don't know. I'm about washed up on the mechanical ones as well. Maybe if things start dying down a little bit, we need to pick things up. Maybe I'll get out there and we'll get a video of it or something this week. We'll just have to see how it goes. So, oh, I see Miss Donna out there giving me a hard time. Yeah, I see a lot of everybody's in there jumping in now saying that they want to see pictures of that one. Well, y'all just might have to stay tuned. We'll see how the week goes. And of course, we've been so daggone busy, ain't been hardly able to you know, stop off at the you know, for a cocktail or anything. And of course, you know, as any of you might know, it does take a little bit of liquid courage for somebody to get out there and jump on those things. Yeah, chaps and spandex. Well, I'll tell you what, y'all just won't let that go, will you? We are absolutely loving Vegas. I cannot thank you guys enough for what you all are doing for us. We sure appreciate it. And hopefully, like I said, please let us know if you guys are really enjoying what we're bringing you. You know, we're trying to bring you as much as we can from while we're out there during the day. It's just that, you know, I mean, we have to do so much planning into getting this stuff set up, our shows, and, you know, it's a lot more work than what I even expected, you know, until once we got out here. But we are having a lot of fun with it. And like I said, we did get a chance last night to get out there and shake some hands and run into some folks. And, you know, of course, J.W. Harris, we ran into his brother. He was down at in Texas at the Gary LaFue Bull Riding School that we were at. And, you know, so we had a good time talking with him. And, you know, of course, to see J.W. out there and ride his guts out like he has this week, you know, it's been a lot of fun. So, we, you know, for us to sit down and talk with him for a little bit was real nice. The bullfighters, you cannot say enough about those bullfighters out there. I mean, you know, they have really taken some shots out there. Let's see. Need to get some autographs to give away. Well, we might just have a few of them autographs out there to give away. You know, I'm not going to give them away during the show. We got to get back from Vegas, and then we might start throwing some of those out there at you. But I might just have an autograph or two out there for you. We'll just have to see how that rolls. You guys ought to stay tuned for that. Yeah, you know what? That Cowboy Christmas is fantastic, and we have not even yet touched some of the other, you know, convention centers. There's still two convention centers here that are just wall-to-wall packed with vendors and things like that, man. There's so much going on around here. Hopefully we'll get out a little bit and be able to go do it. You know, the problem is that we have these 2 o'clock broadcasts. Everything closes down at 5, and, of course, you got the lunch hour show. And, you know, so it's making it real difficult for us to try to get up and get out, you know, especially when we're coming in at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. But we're going to do it. We're going to get out here for you guys. We're going to let you all know what's going on at these other convention centers. We talked to some more cowboys, and, you know, who knows, maybe a cowgirl or two. We'll have a good time with it. You know, we're only halfway there, and we still got today and many more to come. Yeah, party animal, huh? You know, I don't feel like party animal. I feel like an old guy trying to hang out with a bunch of party animals. That's about what it comes down to. But, you know, y'all just keep letting us know what y'all want to see, and we'll keep trying to make our way down there, and we'll hook y'all up. I can assure you that. But we're about halfway through the show here, so we're, like I said, still have phone lines open. If y'all want to jump on here and call us, 646-915-9940. You can also log in and come on down, chat with us, sign up with Blog Talk. Won't cost you a thing. So y'all stay tuned there, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com.
Make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. Right here on Making8.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. We sure do appreciate you. No doubt about it. We are having a great time out here in Las Vegas, reporting live, giving you a taste of what's going on outside the arena. If y'all are not following us on Twitter or Facebook, make sure to get over there and join us. We're giving you a bunch of information. We're just kind of throwing things at you left and right. Hopefully y'all are enjoying the tweets that we're sending you. It looks like we did get a report. Ryan Gray is out of ICU, and he's in a room now, so he's doing a little bit better. There's some updates coming in on his Facebook page, so make sure you guys go over and check that out. Please continue to keep him in your prayers, and let's lift that young cowboy up. I mean, he's went through a rough time, and he's still got a little bit of recovering to do, but definitely want to keep him in our prayers. Back to the action here. I mean, really, what is it that you guys want to see? I mean, where do you guys want us to get out to and report? Who do you guys want to get on there? I mean, we've got some guests lined up. We do still have some open slots. We've got some partying to do this weekend. The Saturday night, I think, is going to be our huge finale. We should go out with a bang on Saturday. You guys are going to have to stay tuned to Making8.com all day long. Better keep your tweets up. Better keep your Facebook page up. Better keep Making8.com up. And click over to the Vegas page, because we may pop in with some live video shots. It's going to be a wild one this weekend as we start bearing down towards the end of the 2010 NFR. We're going to kick things up a notch, and we're going to get wild and crazy. We're going to have some guests lined up here, and we will have a lot of fun with it. Now, I will tell you this, Sunday, we might even be able to put something together for you Sunday as we start wrapping up. I've actually got to check out of the hotel here between 11 and 12. And then I've got about 10 or 11 hours just hanging out. So we may pull the stuff out there, set up a little broadcast deal, and bring something to you as we're out on the town here winding things down at the NFR. We're going to get some video footage. We're going to have some interviews and that type of thing that we might be able to throw out there at you. Let's see. It looks like if you guys have been following Brendan Clark on Twitter or Luke, these guys are getting ready to head out here on Thursday. We certainly look to meet up with them and have a good time. Make sure to go check out Brendan's show tonight. Find out what he has to say about getting out here and what his plans are while they're here. I mean, he's got some great opportunities set up with PBR. They're going to be rocking and rolling. They're going to have a great time. So you guys can look forward to hopefully getting us out there as well. Maybe we'll be out there and you guys will get some good tweets or get some good information on what's going on there on a Saturday night after the NFR. So we should have a real good time. Y'all might as well work on getting sleep while you can, because just like we don't sleep in Vegas, if you guys are out there following us, y'all might not get some sleep either. We do look to run in some of the PBR guys. Miss Donna, I see your comment in there. That is our plan, is to get out there and hang out. How about Will Lowe yesterday? We were at the ceremony yesterday, the buckle presentation, and of course Will Lowe, he actually brought up his little son with him on the stage, and boy, they was up there playing some music and just shaking it. I mean, they had a great time up there at the buckle presentation down there at the South Point. It was a lot of fun to watch him, and he really is. He's an upstanding guy. I didn't have a chance to personally run into him, but just listening to him out there and talking with the fans and whatnot, he really is. He's a great guy. So we're definitely pulling for Will Lowe as well. Excuse me one second. Wow. Tell you what, this dry air is a big difference out here. Not used to this drier weather we're getting, but the weather is beautiful down here in Vegas, and we are having a great time. So can't thank our sponsors enough. CatJohnson.net, y'all go check her out. I know that Ms. Gabby is well into her books and having herself a great time enjoying those things. Also want to remind you to go check out Taylor Truck and Auto Repair, located in Independence, Kentucky. Make sure to go check them out. Friend them on your Facebook. They are on there, so get over there and check them out. Support them just like they've supported us. Y'all go make sure to use that. They are great people out there. Tim and Shannon, cannot thank them enough for what they've done. And, of course, we actually had Shannon on the radio broadcast with us yesterday as we sat down with Rob Smets. And, you know, they're looking to get into the miniature buck and bull business. And, you know, so we want to wish them the best of luck as well as they get into that. Just looking at some of the comments coming in, you know, Miss Sandy said she really likes the way, I believe it's, the way Will kisses his wedding ring before each ride. You know, each one has their own niche. I mean, did you see, what is that tie-down roper's name? I want to say Whitfield. I believe that's him. The way he rubs his belt buckle after each ride, you know, or each roping. So, you know, I mean, each one has their own little deal that they do. Just like you see a lot of the bull riders take a knee in the bull riding, you know, everybody kind of has their own little niche. Let's see. Oh, it looks like Ms. Donna says she's waiting for her Get Well book to come at her from Ms. Kat Johnson. So, I'll tell you what. From what I understand, they sure as heck did make Miss Gabby blush a little bit. So, yeah, they are not your mama's romance, for sure. But, we are definitely starting to get a grip out here making Ape Maniacs. I've got to tell you, this is what it's all about. You know, I sit out here and do the radio broadcast overlooking the Vegas scenery as well as the mountains, you know, over here on the just on the outskirts of town, checking out the snow sitting up there. Man, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Love it, you know. And hopefully we'll be back a couple more times next year. You know, we look to be out here for the NFR once again. And, of course, we also will be looking to be out here for the PBR finals. Y'all want to talk about a party? And you know what? I got word today that we do have some Making Ape Maniacs coming in town. So we're going to be able to hang out with some Making Ape Maniacs here the rest of the week. So you guys stay tuned to that as well. Just had a great time. Been hanging out with some of the guys from home. Been running into some of the bigger name guys, J.W. Harris, Dusty Tuckness. You know, you guys will be able to get some of that as well. We are going to be bringing some stuff at you here. Got to get on the phone and call Shane Hansey here in just a little bit, find out how he's doing and what's going on. Did y'all see him? If y'all missed his event, if nothing else, go check out Round 5 last night just to watch him and see that big old smile on his face, man. You talk about a kid that found his groove last night. I look forward to seeing what Round 6 is going to do because I really believe he stepped into it last night. And we definitely hope that, you know, want to wish him the best of luck through the remainder. I'd love to see a round win from that cowboy at least. You know, I think he deserves it, and he's out there just trying his guts out, just like every one of those other contestants competing at the NFR. I mean, you know, especially coming in round 5, you know that this is where it's at. And unfortunately, you know, Dustin Elliott did get bucked off, so you know, he is not coming out as much as he would like to. He's 2 for 5 now, but we're only halfway there. They're Making Ape Maniacs. So y'all stay tuned. It is about to get crazy in here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get out here a little bit. Going to go hit the road here before too long, so we might just close the show out just a little bit early. 646-915-9940 if you want to jump on here and give us a call. Of course, we're always looking to take some cowboy logic. We got some guests that are going to be calling into our radio show as well here coming up the rest of the week, so y'all can stay tuned to that. I believe we might be able to check in with Rob Smets once again tomorrow, find out what he thinks of the NFR, what's going on in Texas. So we'll have to check in with him. Y'all make sure to stay tuned. And as always, pass the word along about us. Let's recruit more Making Ape Maniacs while we're here out there at the NFR. You guys are doing a fantastic job hashtagging. And we've got that hashtag giveaway coming up when we get back from the NFR. We sit back home, start back up on our lunch hour rodeo shows next Monday. We're gonna be doing a drawing for the for one that is you know, hashtagging us. That's where we're gonna pick our winner, and we've got some good prizes in store for you. So you guys stay tuned to that. Let's see. you know what? I got to tell you, and personally, I actually have to thank Miss Kat Johnson for helping us with this hashtag. She's the one that kind of got me started with it and said, you need a hashtag. And I said, well, what the heck is a hashtag? You know, so she explained things to me, and we started getting into it. And, you know, now we're having fun with it. I think I'm starting to get the handle of it just a little bit. Every tweet we sent out last night, when we were out there on the road, out and about here in Las Vegas, we were hashtagging. So hopefully you guys are enjoying that, and make sure to continue to keep hashtagging those for us. Looks like Miss Sandy has our cowboy logic for the day, so she threw it out there. We're going to bring it to you. Buckle bunnies are like practice bulls. Every cowboy in town has made it to the whistle. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how appropriate that cowboy logic was. I guess I should read them all the way through before I go posting them. But, hey, there's your cowboy logic for the day. Stay away from the buckle bunnies. So thank you, Miss Sandy, for that one. Well, you know, I think we might end up breaking things down here just a few minutes early. We got to get showers. We got to get up, have some breakfast. Let's go get some chow. We're going to head out on the road. Y'all want to see more from Las Vegas? Keep staying tuned to Making 8 as we're about to bring it to you. We got our video broadcast coming up, 2 o'clock Pacific time. And then, of course, we're going to have to beat feet back here to the hotel, grab some dinner, start getting ready for the NFR. We're going to sit back here and watch it and watch Brendan Clark's show. So make sure you guys get out there and go check him out. You can find him on Twitter if you're not following him already. One of our lovely fans out there can post Brendan's tweet link. I know it's Brendan Clark 80, I believe. You guys can jump out and follow him. Make sure to go check out his video broadcast tonight on Ustream. And if you guys are having trouble getting to it, you can go to BrendanClark.com or you can go to Making8.com, check out our video page, and we will have the link up there for you. You just got to scroll down there on the homepage, check out the videos, and his link is up there. So anyways, we're going to close things out with a little bit of Vegas remix music that we put together here for you. Hopefully y'all are enjoying Making 8 out here from Las Vegas. Keep staying tuned. Keep passing the word along there, Making 8 Maniacs. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you tomorrow. Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't forget, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be live right here today. So y'all go check it out. Until this afternoon there, Making 8 Maniacs, y'all get a grip. Let's buck.
Mixed lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chair. Yeah.
A rodeo's just a rodeo. After riding several years from old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen.
Back in 05, $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Till you hear the whistle blow.
Rip off the knob and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Make it eight. It's a winner.